Did Thomas Crapper really invent the toilet? How did Soviet-era famines give us Tony the Tiger? How did Sigmund Freud's nephew use bananas to start a 36-year civil war? You can learn all about these and hundreds of stories in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description. Omni, Blob has used both of his brain cells and all one of his IQ points today. He spent them all. There's nothing else he can contribute, so I think I'm done with Blob.
Hey, so what do you think about Tartaria?
Is that like a video game?
It's a civilization, empire, country from the past that they hid.
Literally never heard of it. Sounds like some Atlantis made up stuff. Tartaria.
I mean, they
Is that where Marco tartar sauce comes from?
So
what?
It's not referring to the geographic area per se. It is a theory that, depending on how you break it down, I'm not sure that they all believe the same things, but that, for example, the World's Fair buildings were built by mythical, possibly giants, and were
pseudo-giants.
Pseudo-giants.
Okay. So,
just big, healthy people.
Okay. Well, there's literally zero evidence of that.
You didn't know what it was like 5 seconds ago.
There's zero evidence of giants in the past.
Except all the stuff that talks about giants.
Is that...
Are you kidding?
Are you trying to give me the evidence? Or are you just telling me that... Are you just...
Here's some evidence. You know, there's a lot of Native Americans that talk about, like, they'll say stuff like, oh, my great grandmother just told me that there was like giants, and they just say it matter of factly that there was these big redheaded giants. There's the Kandahar giant, which is something the military openly admits and talks about, a gigantic human that was killing United States soldiers. There's a ton of evidence. To act like there's none. You just haven't looked into it.
Does the military have an official stance on the Kandahar giant?
Yeah. Yep. The squadron, or like the team that some of them were killed by it, they were told to like not talk about it. And then a couple years later, one of the guys was like, no, I'm just going to talk about it. And now at this point, it's like openly admitted.
So... I don't think that's true. I believe that
it is.
In 2002, a U.S. Special Forces unit in Kandahar, Afghanistan, encountered a 12 to 15 foot tall humanoid giant with red hair, double rows of teeth, and six fingers. The giant allegedly killed one soldier before being shot and killed by the team. And we have photographs and the body, right?
I don't know.
Oh, the body was supposedly airlifted by the military. And the entire event was covered up. Interesting.
So I believe that the official military response to it is that there's no evidence that this actually happened.
The people who say it happened, who were there, the guy who died, stuff like that, would be the evidence. I mean, yeah.
So if
there's
people...
also just giant humans that exist like today, like there's just really tall people. And then there's really short people. I mean,
there's like nobody that's been anywhere near the area of 12 feet tall. No, that's not the case.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Who's the tallest person ever?
Robert Wadlow.
How tall is he?
8 foot 11 and a half.
You're telling me there's no one taller than 8 foot?
Yeah, Robert Wadlow was. He was 8 foot 11 and a half.
So he was basically 9 feet.
Yeah, not quite, but. Almost. In the morning, he might have been 9 feet tall.
I would say he was slouching.
Could be. He had bad posture, because when you're that tall, you're extremely unhealthy.
Hey, 8 feet. That's pretty tall.
That is tall.
Yep.
He's a giant.
shorter than 12 feet, though.
He had pituitary gigantism, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when does the cutoff happen? Like 8 feet, you're not a giant. 12 feet, you are a giant. At what
point? Fun fact, in my book, Facts That Aren't True, I talk about this. There actually is no such medical definition of a giant, but there is a definition of a dwarf.
So we're all giants to dwarfs, basically.
Nope, because there's no such thing as a giant. There's no such real description or definition of a giant.
I mean, a dwarf would think that even probably a 6 foot person is a giant.
Okie dokie. Know? Therefore,
these
stories that have no evidence beyond the story are true.
No evidence, you mean the people who were killed by it? And
repeat what I actually said.
There's no evidence besides the story.
Beyond the stories, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so they're lying about it?
They could be lying. They could have hallucinated something. Yeah, we do know that people lie. We do not know that 15-foot tall humanoids exist because we have zero evidence of them.
So this is like a conspiracy theory that, like, you think they're trying to put out the idea that there are giants and they're lying about it.
Somebody can be, so they may believe it. Like I said, they could have hallucinated something or had a wet dream or something like that. Wait, why did I say wet dream? I meant like they had a nightmare and like they were, and I was thinking like they were sweating, but I said wet dream. That was so bad. Anyways. Mm-hmm. People sometimes say things that aren't true that they actually believe. Do you believe in zero conspiracies?
No, I pretty much believe in all of them. All the big ones. Yeah.
Wow. So that's incredible. So what led you down this avenue to, yes, 9/11 was an inside job is not hard to believe, but somebody either making up a story or being mistaken about a story about giants must be true.
No, that's not what I would say. I mean, yeah, they could be lying about it. They could be lying about the Kandahar giant. It's coming from the military. Obviously, they're suspect. But there's a lot of other evidence of giants. Like I said, Native Americans talk about it as if it's just, you know, it's not even a big deal. They're like, yeah, there was giant.
Do you believe that dragons existed?
Yeah. They still exist.
Oh, okay. Well, you're either trolling or I don't. There isn't enough gray matter to work with to have a conversation here if you're going to say that dragons still exist. So I'm not really sure what
to do. How do you know they don't?
There would be evidence of them, and there is none.
Sure?
Yes.
Sure about that?
Yes.
So they wouldn't like hide evidence of dragons.
You can't hide something as big as that for literally all of modern history.
How do you know that?
It simply makes no sense. So the same way that you believe what you believe, despite the fact that there's zero evidence, I disbelieve what you believe because you have zero evidence. And the more rational position, unfortunately, is mine. And I don't care if you don't accept that. Mm-hmm. But what other questions do you have?
Do you know what a Komodo dragon is?
Yeah.
So that's the world's really largest lizard. Right? Is that not a dragon?
No.
Why not?
Because it's real.
So it's not a dragon because it's real.
Well, according really? To you, dragons are covered up by everybody. Since Komodo dragons are not covered up, they're not real dragons.
Well, you would call them dinosaurs, but yeah, there's giant lizards even still today.
Nobody with at least a single digit IQ would say that a Komodo dragon is a dinosaur. But there is a minimum threshold. If you had at least a single-digit IQ, you would not. Nobody would say that.
I mean, people say crocodiles are dinosaurs.
Yeah. So you're still not tracking. What did I actually say?
You said Komodo dragons are not dinosaurs.
What did I say about the kind of person that would say that they are?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do know. You're just not saying it. Well, you might not, because you're part of that group of people. So no, nobody who knows anything about anything, really, would say that a Komodo dragon is a dinosaur. We know what dinosaurs are, and Komodo dragons aren't dinosaurs.
But why are crocodiles dinosaurs?
They aren't. They're archosaurs.
Huh?
They aren't. They're archosaurs.
What's an archosaur?
It's a specific type of reptile. I don't have it memorized off the top of my head, but I would look it up for you if you wanted me to.
So crocodiles are not dinosaurs, but they're archosaurs, which is a dinosaur.
No. A dinosaur is a type of archosaur. But an archosaur is not a type of dinosaur.
Oh, so why'd you bring it up then?
You brought it up.
Okay. Well, look, that's already admitted in the mainstream that crocodiles haven't evolved in hundreds of million years since the age of dinosaurs.
Literally not admitted by anybody
at all.
That's
the official story. Yeah, it is.
Literally isn't. What would be a source you would trust for me to look up that information?
No, I don't trust any of it. But
if God told you to go and curb stomp an infant, or I'm going to send you to hell, you kind of have no choice. What I really said was, it's the worst kind of coercion, and it justifies any action you can possibly imagine.
That's a bad analogy though, because that's kind of the opposite of what you would do.
In what way is it? Where? What are the flaws in the analogy?
Murdering a baby.
But if God tells you to do it, then it's just.
Yeah, but he wouldn't.
Yeah, so you concede there.
No, he wouldn't do that, is the point.
So you're telling us what God would do.
Yeah.
Do you think morality comes from God, or do you think God is constrained to moral facts?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
Okay. Do you think that anything God ever told anybody to do in history was ever wrong?
No.
Okay. So for example, do you think that forcibly penetrating a young girl against her will is wrong?
Well,
because God says to do that in the Old Testament. He says when you capture young virgin girls as spoils of war, then you need to, the way it's worded is go into them. You need to shave her head, let her mourn for about a month or something like that, and then go into her. And then if you don't like her too much, you can throw her out into society, and society actually has to kind of treat her nice. So anything about that sound good to you?
I mean, it doesn't sound that bad. So do you believe cancer is evolution?
In your mind, what was that supposed to mean?
Well, cancer is a mutation, right?
It happens because of mutations?
Yeah, the cancer cells are mutated cells.
Yep.
So is cancer evolution?
No.
Why not?
Do you know what evolution is?
I mean, I guess not. I thought you guys said it's just random mutations.
No, nobody's ever said that.
Oh, it's not?
No. So what? Well, people I don't know anything about evolution, would say something like that. Yeah. But nobody who actually knows anything about it thinks that that's what it is.
So what is it?
Evolution. It really just means change over time, but what people really mean when they say evolution is it's the idea that species aren't fixed, that over vast epochs of time, new species appear on our planet and are the are the descendants of different species from the past.
So it's specifically about species. It's not about like, you know, genetic predispositions to getting like cancer or anything like that.
You could, if you wanted to try to understand cancer, then an evolutionary angle is going to help you. But really? Cancer is not evolution.
Well, isn't, I mean, certain people are more susceptible. It's certain genetics are more likely to get it, right?
Yeah, people that look like me are more likely to get skin cancer.
Okay, so it's not evolution?
I don't know what it, so again, it's not evolution as in, because what I said earlier, evolution is what everybody in general means by it, is the idea that the species that are alive today were not the same species that were around in the very distant past. So when you say cancer, is cancer a species? No. Is cancer around today but wasn't around in the past? No. So this just isn't relevant to anything with respect to what people generally mean by evolution.
Well, I mean, it's just about like cells mutating, which is what you guys believe created, you know, anatomy and biology is cells just randomly mutating and changing. And we've got cells mutating, creating disease and killing people. How is it not evolution?
I've explained it twice. So does cancer produce new organisms?
The cancer cell, yeah.
Canine venereal transmissible tumor is a new organism. So there's no possible way you knew about that. But congratulations, by using the wrong formula, you somehow got the correct answer. But other than that example, no, cancer does not produce new organisms.
A cancer cell isn't different than a healthy cell? Are you smoking crack?
The question is, does cancer produce new organisms?
Okay. So you're just going to ignore...
That's a really weird way of conceding your argument there, but I'll take it. Okay.
No, it's not... Look, if one aspect of an animal changes... Like they mutate and develop a new fin or something like that.
That doesn't happen.
You would say, obviously it doesn't. Evolution's fake, but you would say that that's like a new species.
Nope.
But you don't say the same thing for, well, whatever. You get the point.
You have what I think might be a Lamarckian understanding of evolution, which is really tragic, because we've known for, 150 years or something like that, that Lamarckism is false.
Well, what do you know about the cellular recycling process? People say it takes about 7 years. You know about that?
Something like all your somatic cells get replaced about once every that interval. It's not true. Your skeletal muscle, well, none of your muscles replace cardiac, skeletal, or smooth. Your neurons don't get replaced. But yeah, there are other cells in your body that, like your skin, your bones, many others.
Yeah, it's not every part of the body.
Yeah, that's what I just said, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of obvious. You don't have to. You're not dunking on anything with that.
But you said it as if you were contributing to the conversation, but you were just recycling what I said. And I didn't want anybody to even get the idea in their head that you were contributing.
Well,
why do you think evolution is false?
Basically, we have like this whole system where all the organisms work together symbiotically. And the claim that you would evolution. No, it's contradictory, but
it's the claim that you could have nothing like a, contradictory about that. So now you have to unpack that claim. How is it that ecological relationships are contradictory to natural selection.
No, not natural selection. The idea that everything evolved from like this origin cell.
Yeah, evolution by natural selection. How are they contradictory?
Well, you would have adaptation to the same stimulus creating all of these different types of life that symbiotically work together. On its face, it's contradictory and retarded. You fell for a psyop.
There's literally unthinkable mountains of evidence to back up evolution. I kind of want to stay on topic, but actually it's just simply too irresistible to not ask you the question. If evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You would have to take some sort of organism and show it developing an ability that it couldn't already have.
That's been done countless times, but like no. What? So we don't, that's really not exactly, that's not really the spirit of what we're talking about. We're talking about throughout the billions of years of history of life on this planet, evolution is the mechanism that's been responsible for producing the life we see on this planet. We don't need to know anything about the future. What evidence that confirms that all life on this planet comes from an original life form in the past that changed into all the life forms we see today? What would that evidence look like?
There is none based on what we have.
I'm asking you what the evidence would look like.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. You wouldn't be able to prove it.
Yeah, so you're either trolling, stupid, or I don't know what's going on. So,
I mean, unless you could give me an example.
Yeah, I can. But it's just okay. Tragic how you can't even imagine what the evidence would look like. That's actually not even what you're doing. You're just saying it is false, so there isn't any evidence. So how do you tell if two things are related?
What do you mean, two things?
How do you tell if two organisms are related?
like, how related are we talking about?
It doesn't matter. The answer is always the same.
I mean, if they look alike, I think that's a good starting point.
That's a horrible way to try to go about doing anything, to try to gauge it. So how do you actually tell if two organisms are related?
I just said.
Okay. So a woman says to a man, hey, you're the father of my children. How do we find this out?
They do a DNA test.
Yep. Whatever. So if two things share genes, they are related. Right?
Okay.
Now, with that in mind, you tell me, if evolution is true, what would the evidence look like?
I already told you there is no evidence. You can't show it.
So the actual answer is all life on the planet would share genes, and it does.
I mean, that could also be explained by everything being created. So that's just retarded.
Well, no, invoking after the fact, a cop-out answer, I think fits your description.
Like saying we all evolved because we share genetics.
And no, after the fact, the theory of evolution stood. I don't know where I was going with the word stood. The theory of evolution was proposed many, many, many decades before we even knew how to tell if organisms are related, like by looking at the molecular constitution of the organisms. And then we found out, oh, there is a hereditary molecule. So at that point, then it was time to test the theory of evolution. Darwin said that all life on this planet through reproduction and variation and extinctions and all this other stuff, adaptation, kind of, although I kind of hate that word when used in this context. What that should or that process produced all the life we see today from an original stock. And then we tested the genetics of all life, and it was 100% exactly what you would think if evolution is true.
I mean, that's cute. That's cute, really, but it could also just all be created. So, I mean, good job.
What evidence of creation do we have?
Because structures are not sufficient.
Literally everything.
Blob, what evidence of creation do we have?
Any level of intelligence at all. How about that?
How is that evidence of creation?
Well, you can't have an intelligent design without an intelligent creator.
Okay. So you either don't know what begging the question is, or like I said, you're trolling. I mean, the fact that the best you've been able to do so far is say, that's retarded, tells me that you're not even trying. And especially the stuff we were talking about earlier. So Omni, Blob has used both of his brain cells and all one of his IQ points today. He spent them all. There's nothing else he can contribute. So I think I'm done with Blob.